Okay, so good morning, everybody. So yesterday we discussed the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Chanukah. And Erev Shabbos, of course, we're supposed to extract Tana from them, and then Erev Chanukah, also the Yishtamesh B'em, according to the majority view. There is the minority view of the Bala Moor and the Bala Itter, which says that you could use them for Tashmishei Mitzvah, but basically we paskin that you're not allowed to benefit from them. So that Chumrah leads to a certain Kula, a certain leniency, that since we're not allowed to benefit from them, where there's really very little concern about Shmanim and Ptilos, that a person on Shabbos might likely start to tinker with, and Chanukah, we're not concerned about that even on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to benefit from them in any kind of material or direct way, whereas on Shabbos, that is the very nature of the mitzvah of Ne'er Shabbos, to create light in the house. In addition to that, we had the principle of Kavsa Ein Zakukla, that as long as we load up enough fuel in the Chanukah candles, and they go out, so they go out, we fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, there's a little bit of an exception to this. Let's say if it's Erev Shabbos, and we haven't even reached Shkia yet. Again, there's a little bit of an issue of how you'd be able to relight it all together. But there is some discussion. If it hasn't really reached the proper time for Chanukah candles, maybe then, of course, they have to be relit, and then we have to negotiate whether or not a bracha should be recited. But based on the discussion yesterday, we can take the next two steps. So let me ask you the following question. Would you be able to use oil or wicks for Chanukah that are in Isser Hana? So there's a general principle of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, that generally speaking, even if something is prohibited in Hana, you could use it for the sake of a mitzvah, because we don't believe that mitzvos are a form of a tangible benefit. And here too, again, because there's an Isser lishtamish b'em, since you're not allowed to use them for any other purpose, presumably that would be acceptable. So this idea of Neros Chanukah us lishtamish b'em creates yet another kula, that if the oil happens to be forbidden in Hana for whatever reason, that too should be viable in a way that we would not say is the case, let's say, for Ne'er Shabbos. Yet another case in terms of this principle of Kavsa Ein Zakukla, this is kind of an outer boundary halacha, so you might say, if it goes out, I don't have to relight it. So I'm permitted to light Chanukah candles in a very windy area. Because what's the big deal? If it goes out, I don't have to relight it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, that's not true. That's only the case of if you set up everything properly and you put in enough oil to last for the half an hour, the candles are meant to last for half an hour, so then it goes out, you're not responsible for relighting them. Even though he says it's a hiddur mitzvah, a person should go ahead and relight them without the bracha if it's possible to do so. But if a person sets up their Chanukah candles in a wind tunnel and says, oh, they went out, it's unbelievable, right? So that obviously is not what we mean by Kavsa Ein Zakukla. He says that's the equivalent of not putting in enough fuel for it to last for half an hour. What's the difference if you don't put in enough fuel for half an hour? If you put it in a wind tunnel, either way, it's going to go out. So he says that's the situation where you'd relight, and you'd relight with the bracha. Not only that, the first time was actually a bracha levatala. Rabbi Chanan